news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Poor Donald Trump was angry about the perception that he'd been hiding in his bunker. He was upset about protests taking over D.C. and cities around the country, and he was frustrated that his phone call with George Floyd's family was getting negative press coverage. So he staged a photo op. And the world watched as the man who's supposed to be president unleashed the military on its own citizens peacefully exercising their First Amendment rights. The scene unfolding on live television like something from a bad dystopian movie. The presidential podium was standing in the Rose Garden, with chairs for the press spaced out at appropriate social distancing spaces. The split screen showed protesters peacefully assembled across the way in Lafayette Park. The newly imposed curfew of 7 p.m. was still 30 minutes away when the assembled National Guard, U.S. Park Police, and Secret Service began to attack. This description from the Washington Post. Quote, Attorney General William Barr also appeared in the park where protesters shouted at him and chanted his name with expletives. As they did, the law enforcement officers began advancing. With shields that said military police, they stood in a line, shoulder to shoulder, and moved forward every few minutes. When they knelt, as officers across the country have been doing to show solidarity with demonstrators, the crowd cheered. But protesters soon realized they were kneeling only to put on gas masks. Minutes later, law enforcement officers fired at the gathered masses. Rubber bullets hit protesters who were standing atop a bathroom that had been burned the night before. One person fell from the structure. People ran down 16th Street trying to flee the chemical canister spewing gases that left them coughing. Some stopped running when they started vomiting. Others yelled, "Walk, walk," in attempts to avoid a stampede. With the smell of tear gas and the sounds of flashbang grenades permeating the Rose Garden, Donald Trump stepped up to the podium and announced he'd unleash the military on Americans to stop the protests. Conflating the protesters with the looters and pointing fingers of blame at the left.
I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights.
So he's saying that sticks and bricks will get you arrested, but carrying guns is okay? But he was just getting started.
Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets.
Dominate?
Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
A law called the Posse Comitatus Act prohibits the domestic use of military for law enforcement purposes without specific congressional authorization. But a different law, the Insurrection Act, provides the president authorization to do so under certain circumstances. It's been used throughout history, though recently rare. The last time it was invoked was in 1992 during the L.A. riots over the police beating of Rodney King, though in that instance, California's governor requested it. As we picked our collective jaws up from the floor, Trump went into full surrealism mode. He ended his brief Rose Garden statement by saying, quote, "And now I'm going to pay my respects to a very special place." I thought he was going to visit his gold-plated toilet for some more reprehensible tweeting, but I was wrong. Instead, flanked by Secret Service and his White House cabal, Trump walked across Lafayette Park, right through the area that had just been cleared using military might against peaceful citizens, to the historic St. John's Episcopal Church, which suffered some fire damage Sunday night, where Donald Trump posed for a picture, holding up a Bible, no less. To reiterate, the President of the United States used tear gas and flashbang grenades to clear out peaceful protesters so he could have a photo op at St. John's Church. If you were wondering what the Episcopal Church thought of the stunt, you didn't have to wait long. Bishop Marianne Boudy spoke out quickly and forcefully.
The president just used a Bible, the most sacred text of the Judeo-Christian tradition, and one of the churches of my diocese, without permission, as a backdrop for a message antithetical to the teachings of Jesus and everything that our churches stand for. And to do so, he sanctioned the use of tear gas by police officers in riot gear to clear the church guard. I am outraged. The president did not pray when he came to St. John's, nor did he acknowledge the agony of our country right now, and in particular that of the people of color in our nation, who wonder if anyone in public power will ever acknowledge their sacred worth, and who are rightfully demanding an end to 400 years of systemic racism and white supremacy in our country. And I just want the world to know that we in the Diocese of Washington, following Jesus and his way of love, distance ourselves from the incendiary language of this president. We follow someone who lived a life of nonviolence and sacrificial love. We align ourselves with those seeking justice for the death of George Floyd and countless others through the sacred act of peaceful protest. And I just can't believe what my eyes have seen tonight.
In a phone call with governors earlier in the day, Trump criticized them as weak and told them that they should use force to, quote, dominate protesters. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was the only one who spoke up to Trump on the call, telling him that his rhetoric was inflammatory and making the situation worse. Former President Barack Obama published a Medium post Monday saying that the ongoing nationwide protests against police brutality, quote, represent a genuine and legitimate frustration over a decades-long failure to reform police practices and the broader criminal justice system. He condemned the, quote, small minority of folks who've resorted to violence, saying they were putting innocent people at risk and detracting from the larger cause. Obama called on people to push for change by voting in national, state, and local elections. Quote, if we want to bring about real change, then the choice isn't between protests and politics. He wrote, we have to do both. I suggested that now is the good time for Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter to join forces and speak out against the tyranny and dictatorial instincts of Donald Trump. Now's the time for us to unite, not divide, the American people. And a reminder, if it's Tuesday, it's Election Day in Washington, D.C., Montana, Indiana, South Dakota, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Now more than ever, your vote is so important. Exercise your right. Vote. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.